We are Quixie 98.3. It's Brian and Trisha on this Friday morning. It is 8:30. And this woman in Ohio, she's been sentenced to 90 days in jail for climbing into a drive-through window and attacking a McDonald's employee for forgetting her cookie.
That's not cool.
No. There is an approach. You can,
you
go through and you go in or you just call them. I've done that before. Or call and say, hey.
You forgot my cookie.
Yeah. You left my cookie out.
And you know what they'll do? They'll give you a cookie.
Yes.
Yeah. They might even give you something extra because they feel bad.
And then they would apologize and say, I am so sorry that happened.
And that's not just that restaurant. That's every restaurant.
Yeah, and maybe they won't say sorry. Maybe they won't apologize. But is that the end of the world? If
no.
you get your cookie that you paid for, just call it a day.
Okay.
Move
Question.
On.
But do you think it's possible she was having like a blood sugar issue?
Oh, goodness.
I'm not being funny. I'm being serious. Do you think maybe she really needed that cookie? Now, would that change your opinion about how she behaved?
Well, okay, but she was sentenced to jail.
So I'm guessing that wasn't what it was.
I'm guessing not. But like being diabetic, you know,
sure.
there are times that when your blood sugar gets low,
right.
you can appear intoxicated.
Uh-huh.
And so my doctor has told me, you got it before you drive, you got to check your blood sugar. You got to make sure you're not low. And so, and I know of people that have had situations where they've done things that are out of character and they get in like trouble for it or like by the police or something, but then typically they can figure it out.
Right. And
you know,
they handle it that way.
It's a medical issue. I'm thinking you're not going to get sentenced. Like she's already gone to court. She's been sentenced to jail. Like I would go and plead my case and say, I'm diabetic.
Well, I'm sure you could even show them a reading because you've got all this electronic stuff on yours. So
you
could probably even prove date and time. This is what my blood sugar was. I wasn't really responsible for how I acted.
That's a good point there. Yeah, because before the continuous glucose monitor, you just have to say, oh, no, just believe me. This is what my blood sugar was. But now it's like, oh, you can go back and look at exact times and see what it was.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm thinking she wasn't diabetic.
She just made a bad choice.
And what do? You don't make bad choices.
Be a good human.
Don't climb through the window and beat somebody up because you didn't get your cookie.
How is that even rational?
No clue.
It's not.